Okay, today's daf is Kilayim, daf Chaf Gimel, and we are in the second parak of Kilayim, parak Kol Sa'a, the last daf here in the second parak, and we are on the fourth line on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. And we continue discussing, we have one more line related to Rabbi Yochanan, who we just spoke about at the end of the shiur last time. We had a machlokas and we ended up with a stira within Rabbi Yochanan, exactly if there are six tfachim in between two areas of growth, how much of the six tefachim have to be planted in order for it to be a significant independent growth. So the Gemara just adds on one more line where we're up to im hayut stud in rabin alachorva mutter. Even if you have six, if you have space in between within the six that you fill up with planting, as long as the majority is planted, and that is more than the area that is just dry and left barren, so mutter, that is allowed. Okay. So Tani, now we start the next piece. Tani, so the Gemara says, we already had in the Mishnah the halacha of how much separation one has to have between Tvua and Tvua. That's a Beis Rova, between Yerek and Yerek, six Tvachim. But at the end of the Mishnah, we quoted that if the branches go so far that they lean over the other, the Tvua leads over the Yerek leads over the Tvua, or the... each one on the on itself, so that is allowed, except for the Dalas Yavanis, except for the Greek gourd, because that gets very interconnected with the leaves of whatever it's over, and therefore that is not allowed, right? That is what the Mishnah said. We're going to talk about soon Rebbe, right, because the Tanakhama said everything is allowed except the Dalas Yavanis. Rebbe said, I think the Kishus and the Pola Mitzri should also be excluded, but what could I do? Roe Ani, I give him to my Shita. Roe Ani is Devrehem, me Devarai, so I'll have to see what exactly Rebbe was thinking and what he changed his mind about. So we have a Tosefta that relates to that. So Chatani, Chamisha Dvarim Nemru B'Dalas Yavanis. There are five things that are said about this Greek gourd, the Dalas Yavanis, that it is unique among the world of vegetables and even in the world of Dalas. Ein Mesachin Osal Gabizron. The first one has to do with us, our context. And one is not allowed to allow the branches of the Dalas Yavanis to go over the Zron, even though it's planted with the requisite distance between them. And for other vegetables and other tfua, we would allow it because it would be clear that it's separate. And even if it got spread out, we do not see it. It does not have the maris ayin of kilayim. But when it comes to the Dalas Yavanis, you know, that gets so intertwined, so that is not allowed. Umevia is hatuma, v'chotzetz is hatuma. Let's take each one. Mevia is hatuma. Because it is so thick, the branches are so thick, so then the branches act as an ohel for hava as tuma, umevia es atuma, and anything, if there's tumas mace, and anything else under, if there's a mace, or anything else under those branches, that would bring the tuma and spread the tuma under it. Right, that's what the Marafolda says. Im hehel b'dalas yivanis al hames v'al hakelim b'vienes atuma al gabi hakelim and v'chotzes atuma. Because it's so thick, though, it could also be chotzes if there are kelim on top of these branches and the mace underneath. So then, that would be a chatzitza, and there wouldn't be tuma that spreads through because it is considered a separate layer. We mentioned this recently, I don't remember exactly which year, last year, 2 years ago, year, when we spoke about Kal V'chomer, we spoke about the Rambam, beginning Filchos Tumas Meis, where the Rambam notes the three ways that something could become Tameh, Maga, Masa, and Ohel, and Masa is really learned out from the other two, from Masa, from Maga, and Ohel. The Rambam starts off Filchos Tumas Meis, which we have mentioned is the beginning of Sefer Tara. Sefer Tara starts off with the most extreme Tumas Meis, the only one that's Avi Avos HaTuma, and then the area of Halacha that's connected to that, Paraduma, because Paraduma is what removes the Tumas Meis. So we go from Tumas Meis to Paraduma, and then we get to the next most Chum or Tuma, Tumas Saras, which is also Mitami Ba'ohel, and that's why it is next. And then we get to the next Chamur, Mitami Mishkav Umosh, all of those avos hatumos that can make something else in av hatuma, right? Those are the nida, the zav, the zava. When they sit on something that's normally sat on, they make that into an av. That's why it's more chomer than other avos. And then you have hilchos shar avos hatumos. Then all the other avos hatumos that are listed in the first parak of Maseches Kalim and throughout Seder Taras. And then after that, we get into the tumas ochlin, kalim, and mikvos. We mentioned kalim a few days ago is one of four areas of halacha that there are no mitzvahs in that in the discussion of those halachas, but just the inyan, the halachas of of Kalim. So the Rambam starts off with Tumas Meis. There's one mitzvah saseh, Tumas Meis, right? There's no mitzvah to do something, but there's a mitzvah to follow the halachos if this comes up. So the Rambam says, Ameis Metame, Bemaga, Bemasa, Ube Ohel, Tumas Shiva. So we know the here, Brisa says, the Tosefta says, that this Dalas Yavanis could be create Tumas Ohel. So that would be for 7 days, because Tumas Meis goes for 7 days, Maga, Masa, and Ohel. Tumas Maga v'Ohel Mifurashin b'Torah. Maga and Ohel are explicit in the Torah. Shneamar Hanogei b'Meis L'Chol Nefesh Adam V'Tamei Shemas Yamim. It says touch. V'Nemar Kol Haba'el HaOhel V'Chol Asher B'Ohel Yitla Shemas Yamim. The Pesukim explicitly say in Parshas Chukas Nigia and Ohel. Tumas Masa Mipiyashmua. That's learned out from Torah Shemal Peh Mipiyashmua. V'Kavachomer Advarim. And we said this Kavachomer. And we said that the Rambam, the Kazimishan, it says this doesn't really mean a Kavachomer. It really means more of a Gilui Milsa. Im Nevela Shi Tumas Erev Ve'ena Matame Ba'ohel Nevela, a carcass that died with an animal that died without Shechita, which is only causes 1 day Tumah Ve'ena Matame Ba'ohel Ve'en It's not Matame Ba'ohel, so it's very Kal. It only causes 1 day Tumah and it's not Matame Ba'ohel, and yet Matame Ba'masa, but it makes you tummy through carrying it. Shenemar Va'noseas Nivlasam Hameis L'Kol Shekein. Mace, which makes you tummy for 7 days and makes you tummy through OL, surely should be more chummer than nevela and should be metame through masa. Uma nevela shemaga tumas erev masa tumas erev. And if nevela, maga and masa are the same halacha for length of time, af hames shemaga o tumas shiva, masa o tumas shiva. So also, tumas masa is also for 7 days of a mace. Ein tumas masa b'mace b'divrei sofrim ela din Torah. And tumas masa is daraisa. Right, based on this drush is Daraisa. And the Rambam says, V'yireli, shezeh sheshasak mimena akasav. The fact that the Torah did not say Masa, kederach sheshasak mi Yisra Bas, it's similar to how the Torah does not say the Yisra of Arayos of daughter, lefisha asar beferish afilu basabas. Because after all, the Torah asers even granddaughter. So if his granddaughter is asar, that's even more. Daughter is included. V'shasak mi Yisra achilas basavachalav, and also eating basavachalav, lefisha asar beferish afilu bishulo. Even cooking. Kach shasak mi tumas masa b'meis, so tumas masa is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. Lefisha tamei beferish afilu ahalo kol shekein maso, because it's tumas ol. This is even more distant kol shekein maso, and that's where the Kesem Mishnah has the important comment where he says v'im tomar, if it's based on a kavachomer ein onshin min hadin. So how could you give a punishment based on that? So he has his two answers. V'yesh lomar shemei acher shebas abas. Eina asura ela machmas habas shehi ima. Daughter's daughter, it's not an external kavachomer. It's an internal, it's included in daughter's daughter. Memela mashma shi asura. Ve'en kanoche menadin. Ve'kachomer perakan etzrafen kabi yisra abas. Ve'yoche menadin giluye milsa ba'almahu. Ubasa bechalav mikivan sha'asar bishulo havi bechal lo sochal kol to'eva kol she'avichal arihu bechal bal tochal. Or he has the line about so he says it's all included, right? This is one of the examples also that Rabbi Yosef Engel brings for a siyag daraisa. The Torah says you can't even cook basar b'chalav because you might come to eat basar b'chalav. Right? It's an example. This Kesem Mishnah right here has that line in the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Meis. So back to our braisa, the Tosefta says that there are five things that are stated about the Greek dalas. You can't, our context is you can't let its leaves spread too much, because that'll create Kilai Zraim. And the next one, both of these are counted as one in the list. It creates Tumas Ohel, and it's Chotzeitz in front of Tumas Ohel. The Uksa Tefach. Uksa, if it has, stem that comes out of it, that you hold the last from, so the length of a tefach up until the vegetable itself, so that's considered part of the vegetable for Hilchos Tumah. If that becomes Tumah, the rest of it becomes Tumah. If the vegetable becomes Tumah, that's become just the tefach length, right? This is all about what Maseches Uksin is about. But more than the tefach, that's considered a separate part, and that's not considered part of the dalas, right? The language the Marafolda uses, which Chazal uses, a yad. The first tefach of the ukitz is considered a yad. It's like a handle. It's like something to just put your hands on to move it. So that is part of the dalas for tumah. Va'oseres kol shehu. And the dalas yivan is, being that it is chashuv, if it is mixed up with other dalos, other gourds, so it is not batal because it is a davar chashuv. And a davar chashuv is not batal. as we know from Yaradeya, Midrabanan, it's not Batal, says the Marafolta, if it is planted with Kilei HaKerem, in this Arva Dalas, Yevanis, Shel Kilei HaKerem, Betoch Elef Dalas, Yevanis Chulin. If it gets mixed up with 1,000 gourds of Chulin, Hakol Yisarfu, everything has to be burned, Vol Yal Bechel Masayim. Right, it's not Batal in 200. With Kilei HaKerem and Arla is usually Batal in 200. It's not Batal. Lefishi Darko, Darvish Darko, Limkar Beminyan, V'chashiv, V'lo Batal. It's something that's usually sold one by one, counted out, and therefore it is Davar Chashiv, it is not Batal. So that is number 4. And number 5, V'hanoder min Adiluin, Eino Asr Ela Badas Yevanis Bovad. And if somebody makes a neder that I'm Asr, to have any Diluin, we assume it's only the Dilua that is most Chashiv, and it is the Dalas Yevanis, only that one is included. So these are the 5 that are presented in the Tosefta. The Gemara is about to say, Rav Yona, well, let's for this question. Rav Yona, boy, v'lama les anan amrin mevias atum of chodzes atum atarti. Why do you count that as 2? They're 2 in the same area of halacha. You're right. One is leaving and enclosing the tuma in the space under it, and one is preventing tuma from going across. But the Gemara wonders why that's called 2 and not 1. Okay, no answer given to that question. Not such a strong, kasha. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a comment regarding Nedarim that Neder is a unique area of halacha. Rashi tells us, the beginning of Parshas Matos, Rashi quotes Chazal on the pasuk Zeh Adavar, Zeh Paraglamet pasuk Beis in Bamidbar, Zeh Adavar Shetziv Hashem. Rashi quotes Moshe Nisnabe Bekoamar Hashem. Bachatos Halayla. Moshe Rabbeinu has some nevuas that where he says Koamar Hashem. So says Hashem. That's what he has by the Makas Bachoras. Vaneviim Nisnabe Bekoamar Hashem, and other neviim also prophesies with Koamar Hashem. Mosif Aleihem Moshe Shenisnabe Belashen Zeh Adavar. But Zeh Adavar is unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. That lashon. So what is Zeh Adavar as compared to Ko Amar Hashem? Question 1. And why is it Dafka in the Parsha of Nedarim? To introduce Nedarim, is this said? Those are the questions that Rabbi Yaakov asks. So Vanira Lee says Rabbi Yaakov, to be Emes Matzina, we know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Peites, that by Nevi'e Emes, by true prophets, they never say exactly the same words. Because Hashem gives the vision to a prophet, that prophet absorbs the message and then gives over the message in his own words. That's how Nevuah works, right? There's a message that's given over to the Navi. The Navi processes it through his mind and his essence, and then he gives it over to Klal Yisrael. But if two Nevi'im say the exact same words when they have the prophecy, they're obviously lying. Because how could two people get the same message? Let's say two people here at Dvar Torah, and they'll give it over at the Shabbos table, what the rabbi said in Shul. They're not going to say the exact same words. There might be one word here, one word there that the rabbi said, but they're not going to say the exact same words start to finish, because everybody hears it in their own way, and they process it, and they give it over. So the same thing with Nevuah. And that's how the Yehoshaphat knew that there were Nevi'ei Sheker. That's how Yehoshaphat knew by the prophets of Achav that they were not true. Because they all said the exact same thing. V'lachora asked Rabbi Yaakov, why is this? Why is it? Shouldn't it be the opposite? By Nevi'ei Emes, that they got it all from one makor, one source, so that should be exactly the same. And Nevi'ei Sheker, make it up. So the answer is no. Like we just explained, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Ches, Kishem Shapartzufei Ha'adam Ein Adomim Zeh LaZeh, Kach Ein Deos Seon Shavos. So to their Deos are not equal. V'im Kein, Im Nishpa Mishnei Anashim, Eze Davar. If you hear the same story from two different people, as we just explained, Al Karkach Shekol Echad Tzorach La'omer B'lashon Acheres. K'vom Nishal Ha'asher Blad. If you ask somebody, is he rich? Is he poor? Is he wise? It depends on the person talking. Depends on what his financial status is. And therefore, if you say the exact same thing, then it must be a lie. V'havenzos V'nimsa, says Rabbi Yaakov, L'fize Shegam Ishius Hanavi Mishtatefes B'nevuah. The personality of the Navi takes part of in the nevuah. Umarim lo lenavi esachizayon vahanavi mabio lufi kochosav tchuniosav. A navi puts his own ishiut, his own personality, his own view of way of understanding things into the nevuah. Masha'enke Moshe Rabbeinu. Unlike Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu is clarity. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem is Midaber Mitol Grono, and there is no a personal element. It's totally objective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just giving it over, and that's how we view the Torah. Masha'enke Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemasa Lanu Asa Torah, Bazeh Hadavar Mamish, Kekabalaso, Beli Eze Hishtatfus, Mishi Yusoa Pratis. There's nothing personal. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midaber Migrono Shel Moshe. Right? It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a speaking. Note to the footnote that the Abar Benel talks about this also in the Akdama to Sefer Yirmiyahu, the Maral Diskin, and the Malbim in his Akdama to Yirmiyahu also discusses this. Fine. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is Zeh Adavar. Zeh always reflects clarity. Right? Whenever it says in the Torah, Zeh, Bineinu Zeh Sora Moreh, you're able to point. Clarity. Vizeh Maisa Menorah. Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem. Whenever it's Zeh, that represents clarity, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu had. Moshe Rabbeinu had clarity in Nevuas Hashem. So what does this have to do with us, though? Says Rav Yaakov, why is this referenced at the beginning of the Parsha of Nedarim? V'hinei mi Parshas Nedarim anu roin, what do you see from the Parsha of Neder? Sheha Adam yesh bekocho litzor ulechadesh mitzvos va'averos chadashos. A person has the power to create and make new mitzvos. The Torah says there are 365 lois ases. I could create another one. I could say this hamburger is usher to me. I could create an Isser, and if I eat it, I'm going to violate Lo Yachel Dvaro. I could create an Isser. Im Adam Nishma Shvua, Sheyochal Kikar Zu, Hare Zu Mitz Mitzu Vel Ochla, Hare Zem Mitzvah Sase Kamo Achilas Matzah. V'chei Kishem Avate Shvua, Shel Lo Ochel Kikar Zu, Hare Akikar Asura, Kebasar Chazir V'yoser. It's like it's a piece of pig. V'im Hikdash Eza Dovar, and if I'm Makdash, Uba Acher V'achla, and somebody else comes and eats it, the verse is Chayim Yisab De Shemayim. I could create something for you. Where does that come from? I have Selam Elokim, I could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of this, I might have had a Havamina, that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu also. Once there's a Parsha of Nedarim which tells me that I could create my own mitzvahs, so maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did that too? That's why Dafka, the Parsha of Nedarim, it says Zehadavar. No, Moshe is exact. What he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'av sheyeshna parshas nedarim. V'yafal pikein ha-Torah hikula mipi Hashem. Torah is exactly from Hashem. And that's why the parsha is mentioned here. So that's the beautiful Rabbi Yaakov that we have by the Parsha of Nedarim. So these are the five halachos that are mentioned when it comes to the Dala'as Yevanis, the Greek gourd. The first one, of course, is from our Mishnah as well. So now we continue, and the Gemara says, Tani Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara has a brisa that has seven halachas about Dalas Yevanis. Ein Misachin Osal Gabizron. Some of them are the same, some of them are different. You're not allowed to let the branches go over Zroim, because that would be entangled with them, and that's too much. That's Kilayim. U Mevies Atoma. V'chotzetz is a Satoma. Those two we had, that it is within Tumah and Chodet HaTumah. We'll make another comment about that soon. V'yada Tefach. And the Yad is a Tefach. Right before we had the Lashon of Uksa Tefach. Same thing. But the Yad, the Ukits, the little piece sticking out, what you hold, that for laws of Tumah, Vitara, the Tefach handle, the Tefach stem that's next to the fruit, that is considered part of the fruit for Hilchos Tumah Vitara. V'nosal Avodasa, and you need to give it it's a base rova between it and tevua, v'kilayim, and it is kilayim. This dalas yevanis is kilayim with aramis, with the dalas arimian, v'kilayim and maramutza, and kilayim with the dalas remutza. We had that earlier. We said the remutza, the coals, that means it's not edible unless you put it and you let it get heated and cooked in a lot of coals. So those are the items. Those are the seven that list in the brisa. Velotana oseres, velotana nedarim. So this second brisa does not have the oseres b'kol shu and doesn't have the nedarim halacha. The Ras Yulio deals with why not. Velo chashiv lehu elamili d'shayichi ba'odim mechubaris. It's only talking about halachas that are shayich when it is mechubar lekarka, and these other ones to get benefit from it or to be batel, so that obviously only when it is detached. There's another halacha of tumas meis that we can talk about, and that is what about tumas ohel for a non-Jew? There is a Gemara that says that Meisei Akim are not Metami Ba'ohel. The question in Yevamos. The question is, do we paskin that way? So the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis clearly says non-Jews are not Metami Ba'ohel. In that same Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, The Rambam says, Echad ha-meis mi-Yisrael o min-agoy mitamei b'mako b'masa. A goy is mitamei mida oraisa. Is mitamei if I touch a goy's dead body, or if I carry a goy's dead body, I'm tamei mida oraisa tumas meis. But, ve'en agoy mitamei b'ohel. But a goy is not mitamei b'ohel, v'dover ze kabalahu. This is a mesora that we have, says the Rambam. Barihu omer b'melchemes midyon, kol nogeya b'chalol. Because it says by Mechemes Midyan, at the end of Bamidbar, if anybody touches a corpse, and it doesn't mention Oel there, that's the Rambam Shita. It's the Mesis Metame Magu B'masa, and not B'Oel. Says the Baliatosvis in Yevamis there, elsewhere. Some say, no, maybe Lechanchila we should be Machmir, that a Kohen is Metame B'Oel. That's the Baliatosis. And then you have on the other side, you have the Uraim, the Sefer Uraim, or Blazmi Metz, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. He says, maybe a goy is not even Metameh b'magu b'masa. Maybe we go to the other extreme. So, three shitas in the Rishonim. Who do we paskin like? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, this is Shin Ayin Beis, Yaradeya Shin Ayin Beis, Sif Beis. Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, Nachon Lizaher. That's not typical of the Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't sound like we paskin that way. Nachon lizar akoin milelech aleihem. Right, that's quotes that from Tosfos and the Maharam Rutenberg quoted in the tour. That the lechadchila, we try to be, Shulchan Aruch says, we should be machmir for Tumas Oel of an Akum. Right, kibir adu kachavim, nachon lizar akoin milelech aleihem. Right, lechadchila, Ramah, afal pishish mikilin, even though there are mikilin, parentheses, Rambam v'yureim. Interesting. In the parentheses, the Rambam and the Uraim put together, they're not the same thing. They're both mako regarding ohel, but those shitas themselves are different, right? The Rambam we just saw says a goy is matami b'maga u'b'masa, and the Uraim says a goy is not matami at all. So that even though yesh bekilim, they're put together in the Rama, but only for ohel purposes and not for the shitas aren't really the same. Avol b'yesh bekilin v'nachon lahachmir. Even though they're a meko, v'nachon lahachmir. Does that mean nachon lahachmir for only ol, or even for only for magan maser, or even for ol? Not 100% clear. But that's the v'nachon lahachmir. Aval kever shel mumor levet kochavim mitamik shel Yisrael. A heretical Jew that has regular tumas Yisrael. Regular tumas Yisrael. So that's the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, right? The Shulchan Aruch says lachadchila, we should be machmir for tumas ol of a guy, but the Rama quotes that there are those that are meka. The interesting Dogma Mervava that many quote on this passage. The Dogma Mervava is the Nota B'Yehuda's commentary on Shulchan Aruch. So Dogma Mervava right here quotes, there is a Ravid in Hilchas Naziris. The Ravid in Hilchas Naziris says, or at least seems to say, that if somebody is already Tamei, if the coin's already Tamei, so then there is no Azhara for becoming Tamei again. If he's already Tamei Meis. Tehecha shekvar Tamei, shuv eno musar ala tuma. Im kein, says the Noda B'Yehuda, Kohanim bizman hazeh, einis aran ala tuma. So all Kohanim nowadays are Tamei Meis. Because they don't actively go into cemeteries, but there must have been Mason, you know, somewhere in history, wherever they've walked. And even though, says the Yidon B'Hudo, we don't hold like the Raivin. We hold that even if a Kohen became to a mace, he can't make himself to a mace again. Right? Even though we don't pass like the Raivin, be called Makom, but maybe by a non-Jewish mace, Ika Svek Sveka, Shema Kaimalanka Raivin, maybe we hold like the Raivin, that once a Kohen is Tamei Meis, there's no Instagram to come Tamei Meis again. Even if we don't pass him like the Ravid, maybe the Shitas that a Kusi, a Goy, is not Matami Ba'oel is right. So, Svek Sveka in Psak, Lakula. And therefore, Tumas Ohel of a Goy for a Kohen would be okay. This Mishnah Melech did not like this Svek Sveka because of Tumas Maga, because that's Neged Rova Poskim. Avot Tumas Oel, Efshetus Abchina Svek Sveka Zu, but for Tumas Oel, maybe you can rely on it. Therefore, the Noda B'Yehuda, the Dogma Ravava says, Nachin Yil and Yazdaiti to be Shirosa Lismoch Bazeh, Lohakel, Ein Mochin B'Yado. That's what we have first in the Noda B'Yehuda. But then we have another, the next paragraph, in the same Dogma Ravava, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Omar Yechezgel. Right, Rav Yechezkel Landau. The Noda B'Yehuda, his name is Rav Yechezkel Landau. Right? He named the Sefer Yehuda for his father. He named his other Sefer for his mother, Tzlach, Tziyum Lenefesh Chaya. But his name is Rav Yechezkel Landau. So he says, you know what? I was thinking about it more, and maybe I misunderstood the Ravid. Does the Ravid really say that it's mutter for a Kohen? I'm not sure. And he says, if you look at the Mishnah Lamalach, he says, the Sover Ravid, Shein Isser Klala Kohen Shekvar Nitma Latame Atzmo, Avalachshav Nasati Alibi, She'ulai Lo Amr HaRavid Ela Le'inyin Chiyav Malkus. Avalini Isser Ulai Afilu Isser Torah Moda. Maybe the Ravid is just saying that there's no Malkus for a Kohen, but maybe it's still Asid Araisa for a Kohen to become Tame. Even if he's ready, Tameh, v'yesh b'shidus halalu kama ikulei upshurei, I'm not so sure anymore, says the Rabbi Behuda, v'gab sugya sasri adadi, v'yesh b'zeh dvar mamukim, yolichna gilyon, and therefore, hadranabi, milahati l'kohen, I take it back, I'm chozerbo, from the heter that I gave for a kohen to violate tumas ol for a guy, for a mace guy. So the story is told that Rav Chassab Sofer said that his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Abler, went to visit the Nodabi Yehuda and started talking to him about this, and he was the one that convinced him that maybe the Nodabi Yehuda, that maybe the Ravid does not say Mutter, but it's just, there's no Malkus. So that's but he doesn't quote that in the Dagam Erevava here. I think that's quoted in the Tshuva of Chassab Sofer, that the Rav Nosson Abler was the one that met him and talked to him and convinced him to be Chozer on his Psak. Okay, so these are the couple of items about Dala'as Yevanis. There's more about Nedarim, but let's just continue, and then we'll see if at the end if there's more time to discuss Nedarim. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Gamliel, Barabbi Nafak Lashuka, Rabbi Gamliel, Barabbi once went out to the Shuk. Asun Shalom Le, they came to ask him, Sichach She'amru Binogeya? What's the question? Machlokes, the Marafolda, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, right here on the Daf. The Mishnah says that the ist is usser, as long as you separate it properly, it's mutter, even if the branch is spread, except for the dala'as yevanis. So, according to the Marafolda, this is going on the dala'as yevanis line. Is it usser only if it touches, or even if it's just overhanging without touching? That's the question according to the Marafolda. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has the opposite. The other ones that are mutter, is it only mutter if it's overhanging, or even if it's touching? Even if it's touching, is it mutter? Okay, either way, that's the question. So let's go with the Marafolda pshat that is going on the Dala'as Yevanis. Is it mutter only if it's overhanging or even if it's touching? So Asha Shala Vui Amar Le Sichach She'amru Binogeya. Yeah, even if it's touching. Even if it's touching, or I should say the other way. The Marafolda would answer, only if it's touching is it a problem. If it's just overhanging, it's not. And the Rav Chaim Kanievsky would say the heter of the other, the shar yurakos, would be even if it is touching, one wouldn't have to be remove it. Amar Reb Yona, Reb Hillel Barvalas Nafek Lashuka. Same story. Reb Hillel went out to the shuk. Asim Vishalon, they asked him, Sichach She'amru Binogeya? Is this even Binogeya? Again, Sorry, I just have a little cough. Is the sichach that they said by the Dala'as Yevanis, is it even if it's touching? The answer is yeah. Also, shalavui amar le'sichach she'amru binogeya. Even if it's touching, it's going to be allowed. And the Rav Chaim Kanievsky has the other way of understanding it. It has to do with the other ones that are usually mutter, and it's mutter even if it's touching. Okay, ma'u roe es anias devrei midvarai. So Rebbe said in the Mishnah that the Tanakhama said only Dala'as Yevanis has this unique halacha, and then Rebbe said, I think it should even apply to Kishus and Pola Mitzri, but I take it back. I take it back. So what do you take it back for? So two suggestions of the Gemara. Ma'u ro'an es dvarei midvarai. So Rebbe Chinina. Rebbe Chinina has the first suggestion. Im Dala'as Mitzris. The Rebbe did not mention Dala'as Mitzris when he said, these should be usser. So Mistama, he holds that Dala'as Mitzris should be mutter. Only the Yevanis, only the Greek one is going to be usser. Rebbe did not mention in his Havamina, that the mitzris, the Egyptian one, should be usser. So im dalas mitzris shi mesacheches at amar mutter, if Rebbe holds that the mitzris one, which is pretty intertwining when it spreads, if he holds that's mutter, because he didn't mention it's usser, so kishas of all mitzri lakoshkin, so surely kishas of all mitzri, which are less intertwining, that should also be mutter. And that's why he's chozerbo. Says the Gemara, who says he didn't include that? He wouldn't have asked her that. Amarav Abamari, lo kenav Rabbi Mana Amar. Rabbi Mana did not assume that Rebbe held that. He assumes Rebbe Omer, kol hein de taninan, kishas of ola mitzri, aftalas yivonis, aftalas mitzris bechlal. It would have been included. When Rebbe says in the Mishnah that kishus and pola mitzri, I thought, should be usher, he would include that the last mitzri should also be included, that's usher. So his havamina was that they should all be usher. So it can't be based on a kal v'chomer, because that's more intertwining than the other two that he mentions, and it's still mutter. So rather, as we explained in the Mishnah, Mahu roe anis derei midvarai, she'en kulon mesachin mitalal kavas yivonis. No, it's just that after contemplation, Rebbe realized that the one that is most intertwining and is qualitatively different than all the rest is the Dalas Yavanis. So he realized, even though the others intertwined somewhat, but he was convinced that the Dalas Yavanis was the most intertwining, and therefore he was maskim to the shita of the others. And again, as I mentioned, this reflects the tremendous anava, tremendous humility, giving in to the other shita, because he recognizes that the MS is with them. Hadra la kol sa'a. This takes us through the second parak, Baruch Hashem, of Maseches Kelayim.